Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're exploring the shift happening in our profession. This shift is redefining the way we connect with our clients and the value that we offer them. If you haven't been living under a rock, then you will have a critical realization that client expectations are shifting. Of course, there are clients out there that just want their compliance work done, but more and more, we're seeing that there are also other opportunities for accountants and bookkeepers in the way of being more to your clients. Your clients are becoming increasingly aware of the depth of insight and impact an advisor can bring their business. They are seeking proactive, insightful firms that can genuinely transform their business. But I have found a real challenge exists for firm owners. If you have listened to other episodes of this podcast, you would have heard me say that there are foundational problems within an accounting firm that prevent firms from having success. Now, I have a friend called Zoe Lacey Cooper. You may know her. She used to be the event director on the Accountech show here in the UK. More recently, she's become the account director at Alternative Events, where she brings together mid and top tier accountancy firms. Now, Zoe has been squirreling away and doing research on the profession here in the UK and looking at the size of accounting firms. She's broken it down into four tiers. Tier 1 is firms with 2 to 5 billion in revenue. These are the top 4 firms. Then she has the next tier. These are firms with a revenue of 4.5 to 730 million in revenue, and these are the top 200 firms. The next tier is firms with revenue of 500k to 4.5 million, and these are the next 300 firms. Now let's just zoom out for a minute, because I found these numbers to be shocking. There are only 500 accounting firms in the UK doing over 500k in revenue a year. The final tier, tier 4, all have annual revenue of less than 500k. If you are listening to this podcast, then there is a large probability that you are in the less than 500k revenue tier. Data says so. Thousands of you have tuned into the podcast, but only a handful of you will own or be a partner in a higher revenue firm. I've worked and spoken with thousands of firms all over the world, and many struggle to make £100,000 or £200,000 or dollars a year when they reach out to work with me. So what is it that you guys are failing to see? Why can you not scale what you're doing? Why are you stuck and working 60-hour weeks and attracting low-value clients and earning £200,000 or £300,000 a year? Why do you keep trying to grow a business that is fundamentally exhausting and complex? Well, today we're going to do a deep dive into what you are currently doing and the shift that you can make. The clients that work with me do see a shift. A few have gone over the $1 million revenue, but in all honesty, having a business of that size is still complex for many. Alistair, one of my previous clients who co-founded Flinder, went from a team of 3 to a team of 14 in just 12 months during our time of working together. And to be honest, whilst his revenue catapulted through the roof, many of you just wouldn't want to run a business like that in the traditional accounting firm way. Conversely, my client Jessica has a very small core team. She has offshored the compliance work and has a run rate of 2.5 million this year, offering an advisory offer that is around $36,000 per year per client. She has only 70 clients. She runs a lean, well-oiled machine, and it's not complex. We have been working together for a little over 2 years, and she has seen her client base steadily grow, but most importantly, only with clients that want her advisory offering, no compliance-only clients. So whilst you try to grow a traditional accountancy firm, this is not the simplest business to run. The simplest business is what I call a freedom practice, and a freedom practice consists of selling the right thing, at the right price, to the right person, delivered in the right way that gets a great result. To have a practice that has fewer clients paying you higher revenue, there are 4 shifts you must make. These four shifts are non-negotiable. To shift, you need to develop your mindset and your approach. The four shifts are 1, your business model, 2, your offer, 3, your marketing, and 4, your sales. So let's dive in and start with shift 1, your business model. Currently, you're unwittingly trying to create that monster business, especially if you're in startup mode or only have a few clients. A monster business is where you have as many clients as you can get, focusing on top-line revenue and creating something unwieldy. Running a monster business means that tax season is exhausting and stressful, and that each handful of new clients you take on will mean that you need to hire more team to service them. When you hire more team, you lose more of your profits, so you stay poor and your business grows. This monster business describes a traditional accounting firm. Hundreds of clients paying you a small amount of money, lots of tax returns, lots of team, and complexity. You feel that you are creating something great, but in fact you are driving yourself to an early grave. So if this is what you're currently creating, what is the shift you need to make? Well, as I have alluded to, the shift is a completely different business model. It's about having fewer clients paying you far more for a better service that serves them and transforms their lives. This is what we call a freedom practice. This freedom practice could be something like Jessica is creating with us, which has the multi-million dollar revenue with 70 or so clients. Or, in fact, many of you would love a freedom practice that is even more simple. 20 clients and 500k in revenue. If you only have 20 clients, you do not need a huge team. You do not need complex software systems. You do not need to work 60-hour weeks, or even more than that in tax season. So this is the first shift from monster business to freedom practice. You need to shift your business model. The second shift is your offer. Your offer is the thing that you sell and how you deliver it. It's a shift from compliance-only work to advisory work. It's a shift from every piece of work for a client being bespoke and what they think they need to what we call a signature system that you've sat down and devised that helps a particular kind of person or industry with a particular problem. You become a specialist. Kevin, one of my clients in the Business Advisor Academy, has embraced the signature system fully and now specializes in helping kitchen and bathroom fitters get their businesses ready for exit. He exhibited at a kitchen and bathroom show the other week, and he was a mini celebrity. People came up to him and thought he was famous. The reason for this is he has managed to position himself as a very prominent person in the profession in less than 12 months. And this week, I'm excited to say, he's launched his own podcast, which works through his signature methodology based on our work together. As you can probably hear, I am very proud of him and his journey with us over the past 18 months. And what is more, Kevin doesn't want compliance work. He's shifted his business model from the transactional accounting firm to the freedom practice model. Imagine creating an offer that not only makes such an impact on the businesses you work with, but also impacts your profits and your take-home pay that you have. Imagine being able to afford the lovely holidays, the nice house, being able to pay for your children to go to university, to be able to take your children or even your grandchildren to Disney World for a month without stress and worry about your business. Well, this is what the shift in your offer will give you. Fewer clients, higher revenue, advisory-based offer. And not just bespoke for every client, but a signature methodology that clearly explains step by step how you take your clients from pain to transformation. Okay, so we've covered your business model and your offer. Now let's move to the final two shifts you have to make. One is with your marketing and the other is with your sales. I imagine that up until now, you've been getting your clients through referrals or word of mouth. You've probably been taking on any clients that come your way and are grateful for each new client because it's adding to your revenue. Referral marketing has probably enabled you to leave your day job and go all in on running your own accountancy business. However, this approach is becoming an extremely problematic strategy for growth. Let me explain how word of mouth and referral marketing work. Firstly, referral marketing is inherently passive. It relies on existing clients to initiate conversations about your services, which means that you have very little control over pace and scale of your practice's growth. This passivity will lead to stagnation, especially if your current client base isn't actively networking themselves. What is worse is that you probably undersold yourself when you first set up your practice. So you're having low-paying clients refer you and sending more potentially low-paying clients your way, and guaranteeing you will build a monster business, not a freedom practice. Secondly, the scope of referral marketing is limited to your immediate network and their contacts. This can create what we call a bubble effect, where the new business opportunities are confined to a relatively small group. This limitation can stop you from reaching high-value prospects outside of your current network. So if you cannot rely on referrals to build your freedom practice, what do you need to do to get clients? Well, you need to do something which I call positioning marketing. Positioning marketing is all about building your authority as an expert, a specialist, and someone influential. Positioning marketing diverges from the passive model by actively positioning you as a leading voice within your field. It involves leveraging the three E's, which is your education, experience, and your essence. It's about engaging with a broader audience, establishing credibility and trust on a much wider scale. Positioning marketing strategies might include partnerships with well-regarded figures in related fields, speaking engagements at industry events, or the publication of insightful content that addresses the challenges and opportunities that your clients may have. The goal is to build a reputation that attracts clients, not merely through direct referrals, but through a recognized status as an expert in your field. When it comes to content creation, your focus is the creation and distribution of content that genuinely addresses the needs, the challenges, and aspirations of your target audience. When you are highly focused on the specific positioning, you start to attract a different kind of client. The more specific your positioning, the more you will get higher value clients coming your way. You get what you pitch for, and you are always pitching. If you are relying on referrals, you are relying on those clients to pitch on your behalf, which is probably someone who is price conscious. Where, if you use marketing to pitch your positioning, you can craft the narrative around your brand. You can say what you do and how you do it, and not rely on others to bring clients your way. It's very powerful, and when you are consistent with positioning marketing, I guarantee you will get better clients coming towards you. So the third shift is shifting from referral marketing to positioning marketing. I have purposely had marketing as the third shift and not the first shift because no marketing should ever be undertaken without a clear understanding of what kind of business model you want and what your offer is and who it is for. And now let's move to the final shift you will have to embrace, and that is the shift of sales. The chances are that up until now, you have been pricing your services and selling through list pricing or hourly billing. Now, don't get me wrong, list pricing, where you price according to the actions that you take with a client, is okay when it comes to compliance work, but you need to shift the way you price when you offer advisory services. The shift needs to move towards transformational pricing, which is where you price your services on the transformation you are going to give your clients. It's no longer about what you do for them, but what you achieve and the outcome you have with them. And the only way you can do this is to have a clear understanding of where they are now, where they want to be in the future, and then create that signature methodology that they need to go through with you to achieve that outcome. You will have heard me speak about my client pool in previous episodes of the podcast. The transformation she gives her restaurant clients is adding more locations or venues to their business. This is a priceless offer, so can't be sold as a list of compliance work she does for them, as the value is the advice that she gives them to achieve their goals and the transformation that they have. It's the same for me. I sell on the transformation I give my clients, not the amount of time I spend with someone or the number of training videos I get you to watch. In fact, something I have noticed both with my business and with my clients' businesses is that it's not about how much you give your clients to do, it's about how simple you can make their lives and what you can help them eliminate to give them space to breathe. So there is a big shift when it comes to the selling of advisory services. The price is not going to be the deciding factor on whether someone is going to say yes or no to working with you, nor is the things that you're going to do for them. The deciding factor is the transformation that you're going to sell them. What is quite exciting is that because we are often, if not always, talking about a financial transformation, your business advisory offering seems like a no-brainer. If you asked for $25,000 a year, but you help, say, over 3 years, a business go from $200,000 to $1 million a year, that would be a no-brainer and would easily sell. Which is why the shift you need to make when selling is always talking about the outcome you're aiming for with a client. Sell using transformational pricing, not hourly or list pricing. The sales process should also be an easy process, because if you have got your business model right, your offer right, and your marketing right, then you should be able to have a short, powerful sales conversation with a prospective client and have them sign up to work with you, because they're already pre-sold before they even get on a call with you. Sales doesn't have to be icky or a horrible experience for either you or your potential client. It doesn't have to be complicated or convoluted. In fact, my sales process is so much fun, and it goes like this. Accountants and bookkeepers watch my videos and listen to my podcast, as you are now. They sometimes come to a webinar or see me speak on stage, as you might have done. When the time is right, and the time is always when someone is ready to create an advisory offering and then market and sell it, my ideal clients reach out, book a call, and I send them through a brochure. The brochure outlines the complete transformation, the investment, and how we deliver our services. And then the sales conversation is easy. The people that come on the calls always know the investment before we talk, and it makes for a wonderful and easy conversation. The call is always for me to find out more about the potential client and see if we're a good fit. And this is something that you can do when creating your freedom practice. Get your prospects to know, like, and trust you before they jump on a call with you. Instead of selling, you are auditioning. So here is my question to you. What ideas have you had from today's podcast? I wanted to open up your thinking so that you do not keep yourself in the compliance only box that you might be right in now. You need to change the way you're working to get a different outcome to what you have now. One of my favorite sayings is, if you keep on doing what you've always done, you're going to keep on getting what you've always got. So what do you need to shift to get something different in your business? I've really enjoyed sharing these ideas with you today. This is Amanda C. Watts from the Business Advisor Academy signing off, and I'll catch up with you again in the next episode. And I wish you a good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.